Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome back on the couch. This week is kind of a second part to last week's episode. So if you haven't listened to the previous episode on this English series on the couch, I do recommend that you perhaps start with that one, but your call always. Basically, the previous episode, we were talking about social anxiety and kind of giving you a view or perspective on how I live with social anxiety, but most importantly, kind of realizing what it can feel like, what it can be. So I'm kind of talking to the people that also know what it's like, but mostly I think I was talking to the people that don't. The people that think that we can just switch anxiety on and off if we wanted to. And it was in response to a video that I posted on TikTok a week or two ago, during which I share with you a moment of anxiety that I've experienced. And it's nothing, really. It's really not that big of a deal. I am walking, having the time of my life, and this stranger is a few roads ahead of me, and he triggered some anxiety in me. And I basically explained that experience. The previous episode, I was talking to you about the anxiety that I actually experience. And I'm trying to explain just what it feels like for anxiety to be such a big part of your life. Today, I'm giving you a different perspective, but on the same anxiety. So today, I want to talk to you about going through these experiences, these very human experiences, all the while being a life coach and a therapist. So basically, this episode is, how do I deal with not only living with anxiety, me, myself, and I, but how can I claim that I can help other people that are also going through hardships? And perhaps, in my case, usually is the case, how can I help somebody else that suffers from anxiety if I do as well? Yeah, because the comments that I receive here and there, because of how I choose to share my content, by that I mean, because I am choosing to be transparent with you, that I am okay with showing my vulnerability and showing that I don't have it all together all the time at all. I do still suffer from anxiety. I do suffer from low moods. That, again, is very human. But let's say my moods get real low and the low moods happen, let's say, more often than I would want them to. So today I decided to address this because of some comments that I also get about how transparent I am, not having it all together all the time, and being a coach and therapist. And the comments that I get, again, are polite and aren't ill-intended, I don't think, but it kind of would, they sound like, how can you say that you can help people going through hard times if you yourself are still going through some hard times? Or how can you help somebody that is suffering from anxiety if you still battle with your own anxiety or depression? Depression is a big word. Right now, I'm completely out of that one, and that is amazing, but I do still get depressed for moments, let's say, here and there. And so it kind of, for them, I guess, doesn't make much sense that this is my job also. And there is a dichotomy there. I get it, kind of, but at the same time, first off, the idea that I would have everything figured out before I can help you I don't think I'll ever have it all figured out. So just what do we do with that, first off? But at the same time, basically what they're saying without saying it is, well, you shouldn't be that human if you're gonna help somebody regarding mental health. So you shouldn't be, I don't know, in these roller coaster of emotions, and you should be able to regulate your nervous system on the spot every single time, and you shouldn't be that triggered. And these comments are, I see them here and there, and I thought it would be important to address them because, first off, on my end, just me for me, anybody that I'm influenced by regarding mental health, is this transparent? Is this okay to show their vulnerable side? Aren't afraid of showing emotions and do admit to having some hardships and to having gone through some really difficult times. These are the people that really inspire me. Now, that's me. There are many therapists, there are many coaches out there, and I understand that for you, who I am could completely be a turnoff. Like, I understand that. I had this comment in passing from somebody that said, but you're even crying in one of your episodes. And this episode is about me telling you or sharing one of the worst experiences that I've ever gone through, losing a very dear friend of mine in a very, very tragic way. So I didn't know how to respond to that. It kind of felt like, okay, are you saying that I shouldn't still be sad because it's been a while? Are you saying that I should be able to swallow that sadness down if I'm going to talk about it as a therapist? Are you actually saying that it shouldn't be bothering me that much? I mean, and the only thing that I can see in that is there's really a stigma that we have to contend with when we are therapists. Anybody that's trying to help somebody else in any capacity regarding health, so mental health, physical health, spiritual work, name it, right? I think there's a stigma still, and I used to believe that myself, or actually hold myself to that high of a standard. And again, I spoke of this in another episode, talking about how I ended up in a pretty devastating burnout. There's a stigma that states that if you have those diplomas on the wall and are stating that you can help other people regarding their mental health, your mental health has to be in check always. And if it's not the case, then you can't be good at your job, I guess, or you just can't help other people. And there's something not only false about that, in my opinion, but quite dangerous. So this episode is about that. Now, before, when I mentioned the people that I actually look up to in this realm, the people that I really love to follow on social media, their podcasts and so forth, they're people that not only allow us in to their experience of life when things are great, when things are amazing, but they also have the guts to let us in when things aren't going as well, when things are messy or ugly, when they're sad or pissed off or confused. There are people that are okay with showing their vulnerable side. And by that, I find so much courage in that. There's so much strength in that. That's what inspires me the most. These people are really going through it. They're really claiming their life, the good, the bad, the ugly, and they're letting me in to kind of witness it, to kind of learn from them. And I think that's beautiful. I think that's beautiful. And that's exactly what gave me the idea, but that's when I started yearning to be that for somebody else too, if they so choose. Now, I know that by showing myself in all these aspects, I risk perhaps losing followers. I perhaps risk losing potential clients as a coach, as a therapist. There's many opportunities that I could lose, and that's okay. I mean, I could perhaps lose your respect. Maybe. What, she's a coach, but she's struggling today? I mean, what? And she's putting on sad music, and she's in her blanket and kind of freaking out, and she's, you know, letting us see that. And I get it. I'm just perhaps not your person, and that's fine. There are many people out there, many teachers, many mentors, many people that you can actually follow, listen to their podcasts, and get inspired. And it's more of a detached relationship. They're maybe explaining to you, yeah, some parts of their lives, and they're sharing their experiences, but, you know, with some detachment, and you won't ever hear them cry on air, God forbid. And, you know, they seem all together. So, great. Go listen to them. I mean, as long as you're being inspired, really, you know, as long as it helps, great. I don't know. They don't do it for me. I do like getting advice, but I really don't like being preached to. So that's one thing, I guess. But if it feels like, for instance, going back to anxiety, if it feels like you're an expert and you're explaining anxiety to me, let's say we forget that I know what anxiety is, that I've learned it myself. Let's say it wasn't the case. If you're explaining with detachment what anxiety is, It feels like, okay, you've done your research, you know what you're talking about, and so that's fine, but I much prefer hearing somebody who has gone through it, and you can feel it, right? You can absolutely feel it. If you've at least gone through that tunnel, even if it's way back, but you remember that, and you can share your experience in a way that resonates with what I'm going through right now, then I'm good. Then you've got my attention. If you've never crossed that tunnel, if you have no idea yourself what it feels like, it won't work for me. It just won't. And when some people look at me and say, I don't know how you can possibly help somebody with anxiety if you're still struggling with it, well, for me, it's kind of the opposite. I don't know how I'd help somebody if I had no idea. For me, my experience of life is honestly one of the most important tools that I bring to the table. It's my humanity, really. It's how it's really, really easy for me to have empathy and compassion for what you're going through because, yeah, I know. I've been through it, not 2 years ago. Like, I know what it's like. And so that's how I can help you out. I mean, everything that I learned in the books, great. I get a lot of tools from that too. And of course, with this series and with my videos, any tricks that I have come across that has helped me, I share with you, obviously. But I honestly think that I can do that efficiently because I know what it is like to go through it. And I'm choosing to talk about anxiety mostly because I think the stigma isn't as bad for anybody in the mental health profession regarding anxiety. I think that especially with the last years that we've gone through, I think most people understand that anxiety is just almost a part of life now. It's not quite unfortunate, but But depressive tendencies, that? I don't know, you can't have that and be a mental health professional. That's a big no-no. And if you do suffer from anxiety or depression, you better hide that stuff. Like, how can you possibly admit that? And as I said, if you're in need of any type of help, and that's what you need someone in that expert chair that is kind of teaching you what it is and what you need to do and gives you the recipes, and that helps you, that helps you feel safer, that helps you feel supported and loved, by all means, just find that person. Find those people. That's great. But again, not me. It's not me. I wouldn't even know where to begin to try to help you from that chair. I wouldn't. I don't want to sit in that chair. I much prefer my couch. Okay. I much prefer how I'm choosing to share my experience of life. And it took me a while to realize that, but of course my mission is to help anybody out there that is suffering from anything regarding mental health, and especially anybody that is suffering alone. That's it. That's the mission, okay, for me. So the idea is, I need to know that anybody that needs the help, that I could personally help, that my voice can be of any help to anybody that is alone right now, I need to. It's become something. It's become my life's work, okay? And at the same time, I think part of my mission is also in regards to that stigma that I was talking about. I personally need as many people in the help industry that are showing us their vulnerability, their humanity, and just what it really looks like, can feel like to be on this journey of healing some major wounds. And of course, as I said, that's what inspires me. And more than that, there is something that I find very dangerous potentially with that stigma. Because if you are somebody that knows deep down you're supposed to help, you're supposed to be of service of some kind. And of course, I believe personally that most of us should hear that yearning, especially now. Why? Because so many people need help, right? So, I mean, if you're feeling the urge, please, please pick a cause. There are millions out there. There are millions of people needing our help. So just pick a cause and please get to work, okay? So that's kind of my invitation, let's say. But with that stigma, the danger that we run into is a whole bunch of amazing people out there that are waiting to get things all figured out, to make sure that all those boxes are checked and that they never have any anxious episodes or any low moods or any time that they feel overwhelmed or that they make a bad decision. And so they're just waiting. And so many people, again, in need. And now we have amazing people that are kind of not answering the call to help, that they are not claiming their place at the table. They're not offering their gifts, that they're not helping the people that they're meant to, because they feel like they're not there yet. They're not enough. They're not good enough. And I mean, people need our help now, not in 2 years from now, when you potentially have healed every single wound that you're carrying. And as I said, 45 years old, not there yet. Not there yet. The other thing that's even scarier to me is that we do have amazing people that are actually doing the work, that are right now in service, that are in the hospitals, that are in the schools and in shelters and opening their arms to people that need help, that need basic needs sometimes, mental health. And as I said, anybody who is meant to help other people that are suffering right now, but pretending like everything is okay because they're terrified that not only are they going through a rough patch, some people are going through unimaginable pain and suffering and loss, but they're terrified of losing their credibility if they do show that human side, if they do show that, yeah, I'm dropping balls here and I'm not okay and I need help myself, or I just need to allow myself the grace to admit to myself that, yeah, things aren't going well and it needs to be okay because we're all human here. It doesn't matter the diplomas that you have on the wall. It doesn't matter the mission that is on offer for you or for us. It can't be done without embracing your own legitimate, valid experience of life. And it is a roller coaster. It is. Because let me tell you, if you've never suffered from any... I mean, if you're telling me that your mental health has always been in check and you're pretty much always seeing the glass half full or even overflowing all the time, that is amazing. Yeah, you still don't know what tomorrow will be like for you. And let's say that it's never going to be an issue with you. I promise you, with the numbers, somebody in your life, probably somebody, at least one person that you love, is going through it right now. So, I mean, we all gain quite a bit if we allow ourselves mutually that grace and that compassion. Because you know what? Even the best case scenario, life is messy. Life is messy. Stuff happens. We're triggered left and right. We don't get what we want. We fail. We fall. We stumble. Relationships end. I mean, sickness. Life happens, right? And if we want to move forward, if we want to evolve, if we want to better ourselves, if we want to heal, it starts by being okay with the messiness of all of it. It starts with the idea that how I navigate through my waves, through my waters, might not be the exact same way that you navigate yours. But we're both in the water, kind of. I wasted so much time pretending that everything was always okay, that I was always on top of everything, that I was quote unquote perfect, whatever that means. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not. And the other thing that I'm not doing is pretending that I'm this all-together coach all the time. That I'm this perfect mom that always knows exactly how to treat her kids, what to say, and always has everything put together all the time with the perfect home, and that I'm the perfect girlfriend. And I'm not doing that anymore. And I'm not going to continue to have that standard of, well, if I'm not that together all the time, and I'm not pretending to be, then I can't be a coach or a therapist because that's what's asked of me. Nah. No. I choose to see it differently. And I choose to be one of the examples that might help somebody else out there, that you can be all of that. You can be as messy as life and still be able to help somebody else out. You can. Now, there are things that I need to make sure of, and there are things that I absolutely need to do, not only to make sure that I am okay, that I'm doing well fundamentally, but that I also am okay to be coaching other people fundamentally. And of course, that is a commitment. I do those things and I have to do them every single day, and I'm fine with that. I personally find it more odd when I see somebody, especially in the mental health industry. I mean, it's hard work. It's hard work. People are coming to you and sometimes sharing horrible stories of things that they've actually gone through. I mean, it's not a movie. It's true. And you need to hold space for that if you're doing your job properly. And you need to support somebody through that. So if that doesn't affect me, how am I even helpful? Not only do I have to let myself be affected by your story, by what you're going through in the moment, by all of it, I need to be also aware and in tune with what I'm going through, listening to all of it, holding space for you through all of it. That's how you help somebody through those moments. And I'm very well equipped to know what's needed because I know what it's like. In this podcast and with my videos, I'm basically inviting you most of the time to live your life fully, to risk being yourself, to risk saying what needs to be said, doing what you want to do when claiming this life of yours, and being okay with your vulnerability and having the courage to stand in it, like really, and being transparent and being authentic. And so if I'm asking that of you, but I'm not willing to do it myself, I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't. I want to feel like we're all in it together. That's really the idea. It's really the idea. Life is hard. And it's amazing. It's beautiful. And I mean, this year for me has been incredible. And also, it is hard. And we have to go through things that we would prefer not having to go through. And those will trigger some uncomfortable emotions at best. And sometimes those emotions can bring me to my knees even today. It's a lot better than it used to be. And I've got some great tools to help you get to better yourself. But it's never going to be neutral. It's never going to be always easy, and I'm never going to get to being happy all the time. But as I said, I'm really, really proud of where I've gotten in that aspect. And 3 years ago, never would have believed that this was possible for me. And the only way that I really truly got to that place where I'm mostly happy most of the time, which is huge for me, was in admitting myself in those moments when I'm not happy at all. And so there you go. My very long answer to a valid question of how can you help someone that is struggling if you yourself still struggle here and there. And, well, for what it's worth, I kind of think that it actually helps me to help you. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and I hope it's brought some value to you, as always. If you would like to come and join us on social media, I would love that. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and or TikTok. Know that you will always be welcome on the couch. And until next time, I hope you create yourself an amazing week.